Okay, finally got Blue on the phone from the California Jam.
What's happening, Blue?
Oh man, a lot's happening. This is what you could call a happening for sure. There's about 200,000 people here now, and there's more expected to show up later. Probably the best organized pop festival that I have ever seen. Absolutely no hassles have come down. Everything's come off on time. A word of caution for people who plan on leaving now, you know, to get here, and that is the San Bernardino Freeway is tied up for like about 5 or 10 miles, and there is a way of getting here other than using the San Bernardino Freeway. Come down the Pomona Freeway and take the Vineland, I think it's Vinland or Vineland off-ramp, and go left, and you'll go through some farmlands, you know, some fields and stuff, and just keep going straight until you run into the San Bernardino Freeway, and that'll put you right at the entrance of the Ontario Motor Speedway. And you'll probably save yourself about 45 minutes of time because it's bumper-to-bumper traffic at this point. The Eagles are on stage right now. It's a little bit loud. I can't hear you very well. I can't hear what's going on too well. I've got a finger in one ear, and I've got the phone squeezed up against the other ear. But it is definitely a happening. Wow, what can you say? A lot of women out here.
Chauvinist, yeah.
Really, really nice.
What about security? We heard a lot of reports that the security was super tight.
The security is tight, yes, but the security is no tighter than what it has to be. There's no harassment by police. The police are at this point, I would say anyway. I don't know if it's going to happen later. But at this point, the police are mellow. It's cooperation plus. There's absolutely no hassles if you have the right ticket or the right pass to get to the right place. Sure, security's tight backstage. Nobody's getting backstage without a backstage pass. But other than that, it's mellow, man. It's really mellow.
Well, when you're outnumbered 4,000 to 1, what else can you do, right?
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, listen, when are you going to be calling back?
Well, I'll call back when I can. It's kind of a hassle at this point trying to find a phone and... you know, with so many people here, it is a hassle, but I'll check back as soon as I can, you know.
Okay, have a good time.
Okay, man.
Talk to you later.
Alright, I will talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, anytime you're ready.
Okay, you go ahead and do your thing.
Okay. Blue just called from the Ontario Motor Speedway. Another report. What's happening?
Yeah, lots happening. Seals and Croft is on right now, and there's over 200,000 people here at the moment. People are arriving constantly, and this is turning out to be one big, gigantic thing. Tonight, you know, everything is coming up, actually. It hasn't even really started yet, because tonight they're going to have fireworks displays. They're going to have over 50 spotlights spotting the stage. They have helicopters flying over right now, dropping leaflets and different goodies on the crowd. Everything's going good, man. It's really mellow for so many people here. For the amount of people here, there's no incidents. It's really mellow. All of the facilities have been taken care of. Like there's first aid stations set up. There's toilet facilities. Everything has been well thought of in advance. It's strictly a professional operation. And everybody's having a good time. A lot of good sun, a lot of good music, and everybody's getting high on the music.
What do the leaflets say?
I don't know. I haven't been able to grab a hold of one. The helicopter passed over three times, and the first two times they dumped a bunch of stuff in the pond, which completely missed the audience area, because I think they were trying to anticipate the wind change. You know, but the third time they got it into the audience. And I haven't been able to grab a hold of anything to see what it is, but they're dropping goodies on the crowd. Goodyear blimps here. People have set up tents. It's absolutely amazing.
How about the traffic?
The traffic, well, because I'm not in the traffic area now, it's really hard for me to say, but at last check, San Bernardino Freeway is backed up for about 5 or 10 miles. So folks planning on coming should come down to Pomona Freeway, of course, and jog on over at the Vinland off-ramp off the off the Pomona Freeway, and that'll bring you right in front of the Ontario Motor Speedway.
Now, how long is this going to be going on?
This will be going on until 10 o'clock tonight, but now estimates say that it'll go until midnight. It was scheduled for 10, the cutoff time was 10, but now it looks like it'll go until midnight tonight.
Great, so just...
Again, man, everything is mellow, smooth, no hassle, absolutely no hassle. The people are, everybody's mellow.
Just generally good vibes, right?
Good vibes, really.
Okay,
good.
Hey, listen, before you get off the phone, I have to talk to you, but we'll talk to you again, right?
All right, sure.
Okay.
I'll be checking back as soon as I can possibly get to a phone. It's really hectic back here, and it's crowded, and there's a line of people waiting to get in to use the phone here. But I'll check back as soon as I can.
Okay. Okay, this is our last report from Ontario, right?
Right.
What's happening?
We're
on the air.
Oh yeah. Well, how you doing, man?
Pretty good.
All right. Hey, listen. This is working out to be a really nice thing. Black Oak just went off, and they had some guitar smashing on stage. That regular trip. And Black Sabbath is going to be coming up next. Then Emerson, Lake and Palmer will follow, and then Deep Purple, of course. As the show's going smoothly, it looks like the concert will be out early, much earlier than anticipated, because there's only three more groups left. They have a big revolving stage. They have a stage that was built on railroad tracks, big, heavy hunks of iron, railroad tracks, and it's in three sections, and one group will set up while the other group is playing, and then the whole stage... it doesn't revolve, it moves, it slides. The stage part slides out, and then the new stage section slides in, and the next group is ready to go. And they have some daylight spotlights that are stronger than the sun to illuminate the performers, spotlight performers, because they're, of course, videotaping it. ABC is videotaping it, and it will be used for three in-concert series on TV, in concert. So everybody will be TV stars.
Sounds good.
Stars. The stage is gigantic, gigantic. Let's see, what else can I do? There's about a quarter of a million people here at the moment. Everything is running ultra smoothly for this many people in one area. There has absolutely been no problems at all because everything has been thought out, in advance. It's indeed a very nice concert. Very nice concert. Sunny day here.
Have you been hanging out? Have you been hanging out backstage?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's they have free food back here. Big hot dogs and huge, gigantic hot dogs. Man, they must weigh about they must weigh about a half pound each. And beer and the regular thing back here. It's pretty nice.
No major problems or anything?
No, not at all. Not at all. No major problems at all.
Okay.
It was indeed worth the $10. Everybody's set to come. And it is definitely a nice thing, a nice happening in California.
Okay, now you think it will be over by 10?
Yeah, I think it will. I think it will be over by then, if not earlier.
Okay, so we won't be hearing from you again, right?
Huh?
We won't be hearing from you again.
No, probably not, because I'm going to be away from the phone area here. It's a hassle to just even get to this area because of the congestion and stuff.
Okay, well, hey, listen, good luck getting home.
Yeah, I don't think there'll be any problem because we'll be leaving early. But I just want to say again, this is the nicest pop festival that I've ever been to, and everything is mellow, super mellow.
Okay, I'll talk to you again.
Okay, Ron.
Have a good time.
All right, bye.